This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Your favorite program is the DJ V Show. Doug Steffen presenting another hour of conversation with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and me. A focus on trending stories. Let's get one from Victoria first. What are we? I guess this would be good news? Would you say this is good news or not?
Where I don't know. This is kind of like maybe debatable good news. This is from Starbucks. The executive chairman, Howard Schultz, said that they have a new bathroom policy. Of course, Starbucks has been in the news recently because of the arrest of two black men at a Philadelphia Starbucks. They asked to use the bathroom, and they hadn't ordered anything yet. They were waiting for a colleague to join them, and an arrest ensued, and it became a huge public image nightmare for Starbucks. Mm-hmm. So as a result of that, now, Starbucks says all store bathrooms will be open to everyone, regardless if you're a paying customer or not. This is good news and bad news, though. Howard Schultz essentially said, we don't want it to become a public bathroom, but we don't want anyone at Starbucks to feel as if we are not giving access to you to the bathroom because you are less than, quote unquote. We want you to be more than. So it's
there goes a good bathroom stop. It's going to be ruined.
It's that's the thing. How do you really regulate? Because now I'm in New York City, and that's going to be like a homeless haven. So I don't know. I don't know if it's great news or not.
Yeah. Well, it's an attempted good news. Let's leave it at that. All right, Jennifer, what do you have that's trending?
Well, the not-so-good news, and that is that by all accounts, experts are predicting a summer filled with high gas prices, including four-year highs and record demand. And, of course, we hear these stories a lot because Memorial Day is just around the corner, right? And so everybody wants to focus on what gasoline prices will look like for the summer. They're expected to reach $3 as a national average for unleaded gasoline this summer, but there are heightened risks that gasoline could actually spike higher on the geopolitical event or some other issue. Given the fact that demand should be at record highs and refineries are running full throttle, many people suspect that Iran could try to mess with these numbers in response to tearing up the Iran nuclear agreement between the United States and Iran, and they're saying maybe they could pull back some of their gasoline supplies. I don't know if they could economically afford to do that, but that is some of the concern.
Yeah.
The average family could pay several hundred dollars more for fuel during the summer driving season, May through September. In California, where I live, we're already paying a dollar more than the national average just in taxes alone. So a lot of people are even saying some of those economic wins and the economy kind of tooling along with taxes could actually make the tax cut that was implemented by the Trump administration at the beginning of the year sort of go by the wayside because gasoline prices are so high.
Yep, you're dealing with a bunch of, it's like Alibaba and the 40 thieves, a bunch of really bad people, not only politically and geopolitically around the world, but the oil companies themselves are just nasty and money-grubbing and greedy. But to go back to what you were saying about Tehran and Iran, the president, Hassan Rouhani, said over the weekend that if the country's interests were protected, that is, the five other countries that are in this deal beside the United States, the withdrawal from the accord, even though he referred to it as a violation of morals, will not affect the actual running of the agreement. In other words, he said, quote, if the remaining five countries continue to abide by the agreement, Iran will remain in the deal. So what does that mean? What is the deal? Because a lot of people, including the president, said that the reason they're pulling out is because it was a bad deal for us, and they continued to make their nuclear advances. But global oil supplies, this just becomes another reason, another excuse. The potential of a conflict in the Middle East will heighten price. It's just a ruse. This is a reason to buy an electric car. It really is. These bastards, they're at it all the time. And I know that sounds, I apologize to some who think that terminology is crude. It is, but these people are crude. They are spiritless. They have no moral compass.
Well, the leadership is. I think it's important to separate
what, the leadership.
The
oil companies? Or are you talking about the...
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about the Iranian government.
No,
the people.
I actually am quite impressed with Rouhani because he is more... The people in that country dislike their government more than we dislike our government. They despise the Ayatollah,
yeah.
Especially as the younger
it's
people...
It's true, they do, yeah.
They're tired of the religious zealots telling them what to do and how to run their lives.
And then, you know, not too far away, and certainly a lot in the news, when you look at that Saudi prince who's making a lot of headway culturally, it's affecting the rest of the world. And you know, and in these countries where they've been just so repressed and oppressed, it's unbelievable, like, the effect that type of thing is having. Social media, I think it's going to change. I hope it will. But you're right, they hate the Ayatollah.
They're not the typical... people think it's people who don't know think it's just another Muslim country. The guy who runs it is a nutcake Muslim prelate, whatever they call him. And these kinds of people are the ones responsible. You may have seen the 13 people killed when there were a number of suicide bombings at three different Christian churches in Indonesia over the weekend. So this is the kind of stuff where these are 12-year-old daughters who were carrying bombs that blew themselves up in these churches.
It's horrible.
Where do these... We think about this. These people are not even really human.
To be so desperate that you don't think that there's another option,
yeah.
That's what's really sad.
You're taught.
That there's no other way of living, there's no other life, there's no future. That's what's just so sad, really, at the crux of it.
Yeah. A mother accompanied by her 9-year-old went into one church, some 12-year-old daughters went into another one, and they were at a security checkpoint in one of the churches when they detonated the bombs. And then there were two teenage sons. They used a motorbike to attack. They were all part of the same family. So the mother and some of the daughters go into one church, two other daughters go into another church, and two sons on motorbikes go into the third one. The triple bombing. Blow them up. Unbelievable. That just is really... What other word do you use for it, thinking about it? 14 past the hour. You're listening to the DJ V Show.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, "This is really weird, but your eyesight is better." I'm like, "I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking."
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had, this is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the balance of nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Geek Out. We've heard the stories of people using drones for small-time wrongdoing, but now the FBI are telling the story of an organized crime outfit using not just one, but a swarm of drones against the team. A hostage rescue team had set up an observation spot when suddenly multiple small-sized drones swarmed in and continuously performed high-speed, low-level passes, flushing the agents out of their position and preventing them from seeing their intended target. And the gang also used the drones to monitor the government team that was watching them. And because drones are now being used for nefarious purposes more and more, the government is looking into creating laws that would apply digital identifiers to drones, automatically broadcasting their origin and ownership.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Other business items that are on people's minds. The Postal Service, the United States Postal Service, released its quarterly earnings report. Not particularly good news. Yeah, right. The service lost $1.3 billion. So and at that record, they would be up to $5 billion. By the time the year is over, that's five with a B, billion dollars. Blaming marketplace trends and government restrictions for the financial losses. Shipping and packaging was a place of growth for them, which is kind of interesting given the impact of Amazon and UPS and FedEx gaining. The statements that were made earlier this year from the president blamed online marketplaces for the Postal Service problem. The Postal Service is so disorganized, that's their problem. They are completely out to lunch. They don't have a clue. They're badly run. You go to the windows and you're disgusted. I always use Santa Monica where it looks like the bar scene from Star Wars when you go in there to work with somebody. It just is, there's somebody from every country but America working there. And that may not sound good, but they just it's just annoying. That's one of the things that they are contending with. But yet, how do you have you can't have a country without a postal service. So you keep and the union deals that they make are ridiculous. The retirements is just all of it's just typical government boondoggle foolishness. Oy. All right, here's a federal judge ordering Wells Fargo to pay $97 million in damages to mortgage workers in California who weren't paid enough for their breaks. This is a very interesting reality. Listen to the details. The judgment was handed down last week, comes after the court ruling that Wells Fargo violated tough labor laws in California. What else is new? The damages in the class action lawsuit are quadruple what Wells Fargo argued it owed. So, if you're a Wells Fargo mortgage consultant, bankers who work at banks in California between March of 2013 and August of 2017, you're in for some cash. California law requires employers give their workers 10-minute breaks every 4 hours. The dispute centered on whether Wells Fargo was paying them fairly for the break time. Good God. U.S. District Judge Percy Anderson found that Wells Fargo pay practice violates California law. The folks at Wells Fargo argued to the judge the settlement should be $24.5 million because it only owes workers their regular hourly rate when they're on breaks. The judge sided with the employees who said their break pay should take into account the commissions they earn.
That is really interesting. So Wells Fargo said, it's like if you're a waitress and you make $5 an hour and the rest of your money that brings you up to minimum wage just comes from your tips. It's sort of like that same argument.
Yeah. Why anybody would open a business, have a business, keep a business in California? This state is so ridiculous. God, do I love being there, but
it's just, really tough.
Oh, it's awful.
If you have to own a house, or you do it the right way, actually, Doug, you come out and you hang
I'm
out
not
for a few
own
months.
I will never. I would never be a
but
California
if you have to own a house or run a business,
cars,
it is really, really tough.
Ridiculous. Awful. And I'm no fan of Wells Fargo. 21 after the hour here.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Go now.
So, looking at the list, this is the time of year, we get to the end of the season, that announcements are made of cancellations for shows. This is the theme from Designated Survivor, which in my mind has been, not just because Kiefer Sutherland is somebody that I enjoy, but I thought the show was well written, well presented, good stories, but ABC put Designated Survivor on the chopping block this past weekend. Gonzo. Quantico is also, that's something that I've been watching here the last couple of weeks. That's gone. Let's see, what else do they have? That's NBC says Great News is gone. Kevin Can Wait from CBS is gone.
That was surprising to me. Yeah. Because I actually thought that was doing better since they brought in Leah Remini.
Yeah. Well, you'd have thought that because it was a reuniting of the two stars, right? That's what people seem to want.
Yeah, but it kind of missed the mark. I don't think it ever picked up the magic that King of Queens had, and so I think it was kind of a misfire for them. Plus, they got a lot of bad publicity for dumping the wife, the original wife, off the show and killing her off. Yeah.
Brooklyn 99, been around for 5 or 6 years on Fox, I think. Wasn't that on Fox?
Yeah, but that got saved. Fox dumped it. Yeah, Fox dumped it over the week, I think the last week or so, but it, over the weekend, NBC?
Picked it
no,
up.
No, ABC, I think, picked it up.
NBC.
NBC.
There was such a huge outcry on Twitter. I mean, I saw tons and tons of people who were so upset that it was gone, and then a few hours later they picked it up. And I guess that just shows the power of social media.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
So the guy who starred as Riggs, Clayton Crawford in the television makeup of
Whammo.
Lethal Weapon. He apparently is a royal pain in the butt, and they fired him. And they put somebody else named Sean William Scott.
Stigler. Yeah, he was in American Pie. And actually, I was happy to see his name back because he was
kind of cute,
annoying, familiar face. But he was in a lot of movies for a long time, and then he disappeared. So it's nice to see he's back.
So he'll play Riggs or a character. Riggs is going to be written out of the show. He gets killed, probably, and they bring in somebody else. So they'll get another season out of it, and that'll get canceled. It became very sophomoric. It sort of reminded me of, I don't understand how people who write these shows, some of them are really well done. Like Designated Survivor was very well written. Really good stories, intriguing personalities in it. But they canceled. They had it on hiatus for what, about 2 months in the middle of the season. People just forgot it was there and then went didn't go back.
That happened to us. That happened to us. Yeah. We started watching season two and then we just completely forgot about it.
Yeah,
and the ratings
too.
Yeah, and the ratings. I'm just looking at them now. They took a steep dive from the first season.
Yeah,
which is too bad because it was a good show. It was intelligent.
It was a good show.
You know.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, you'd like to think somebody else could put it on and do something with it. Because an interesting, actually, Kiefer has a relationship, quite a strong relationship with Fox, so who knows. Anyway, not going anywhere at the moment. And that's the latest list of cancellations, folks. Let's do some music news here at 26 after the hour. Lindsey Buckingham is out talking about Fleetwood Mac and why they canned him. He says they've lost their perspective. How do you lose your perspective? You have 900 jillion hits and you're playing when you're on the road. What's the big deal? He spoke about it. He was performing Friday at a California campaign fundraiser. He says it's been an interesting time on a lot of levels. Probably some of you know that for the past 3 months, I've taken leave of my band of 43 years. That was not something that was really my doing. He said, quote, I think that you'd say it's that there were factions within the band that have lost their perspective. It harmed the 43-year legacy that we'd worked so hard to build. The legacy was really about rising above difficulties in order to fulfill one's higher truth and higher destiny. He remained diplomatic about the rift, but the brief comments were his first on the matter since Fleetwood Mac announced last month the band recruited Mike Campbell from the Heart.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
After the hour now, it's the Daily DJV program with hours and hours and hours of fabulous radio broadcasting. You can catch the podcasts at djvshow.com. You just heard that, so let's move into something that you haven't heard, although this is sort of a roundup of a number of news stories in the past couple of weeks. White Americans calling the police on people of color who appear to be simply going about their business, whether they're at a Starbucks, whether they're out playing golf, whether they're at an Airbnb, they're napping at a college dormitory, they're out barbecuing. So the debate continues about racism in our country. When you look at them, and I want to make sure I had this right, but looking back on them, I don't see, the ladies can agree or disagree, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, on whether there was any harm, any threat of harm, but I don't see that there was any. People who called the police did so because they were they believed that black people don't belong in whatever it was that they were doing. And this something that I find it distressing, Frank. I grew up around diversity. I don't think this is a liberal or a conservative thing. I just think it's about human decency and having any radar that brings you around to thinking that because someone is a different color or different than you, a different religion, whatever it is, a different height, different weight, different color hair, whatever it is, are black people more of a threat for violence than white people? Well, not that I know of. I know that there are a lot of dead. There are a lot of black people who are dead because of what other black people have done to them. 96% of all of the violence perpetrated on blacks done by other blacks. So what's the deal here? Why is it? What's this? What are our cultural roots? I don't get. Whether and it's law enforcement to a point, but not always.
I think it's going to be a lot more on law enforcement because, you know, this is the problem. And I totally agree with everything that you said, that, you know, even though it kind of is in our brain to look at certain groups and all of this, I understand that we shouldn't be so critical, even if that's just how our brain kind of naturally functions. But on the other side of the coin, what do we constantly hear after a terror attack? We always hear, well, I mean, I think about myself in San Bernardino, where there were neighbors of people watching them go in and out of the house at night. They definitely knew something was up with this place, but everybody was too afraid to say something because they didn't want to be accused of being a racist. So sadly, this does fall on the shoulders of law enforcement if we are going to continue to do this whole see something, say something business, which I don't even know if that's the best thing. But it's like, you know, there's so many people who are so afraid of being cooked for being racist that they don't say anything. And then you have a lot of people who really are maybe looking at things through racist eyeballs that are causing trouble. So it's really tough. It's not a black and, pardon the pun, but it's not a black and white issue. There is so much gray area there. And I think it does fall on law enforcement because they're the ones that are ultimately going to have to filter all of this stuff out.
I think people just need to use a little bit more empathy and critical thinking when going into situations because I feel like there's a difference between seeing your neighbors acting weird and doing all kinds of bizarre stuff and calling police on people who are barbecuing. And this woman in the video that they took apparently was also, you know, saying a lot of racial slurs. So I think this one was definitely racially motivated. But I just use a little critical thought. I mean, it's just like when you call the cops on someone who's taking a nap in a dorm room, like, is that necessary? It just, I feel like if people would just take 5 more seconds to think through things instead of just like automatically jumping the gun and automatically,
the news media is responsible for that in part. There's a Reuters poll that shows that black and white Americans hold really different attitudes toward authority, especially the police. 54% of all Americans say they trust the police to be fair and just. 30% of black people do. When asked if police tend to unfairly target minorities, 69% of blacks agree, 29% of whites do. And if you look at the, I'm not in the majority of white people at all when it comes to this. I think the, unfortunately, we get this whole thing. We put stuff into boxes. All police are this. All white people are that. All Christians are this way. All Jews, all tall people, whatever it is, it's just unintelligent. Everybody is different. But yet, we are all here on this little ball of rock, the third rock from the sun, going around the sun, traveling out into space to who knows where. And it would seem to me we look at that and think, wow, aren't we lucky to be here? I thought that yesterday I was out on my tractor. We were fixing fences on the farm, and I was having a great time working with 3 of the people that work with me. I got a Mother's Day cake for Mary, who's a mother, and we had lunch and had the cake. And we just all had fun together. And we're not all, we're so different culturally, different backgrounds, but yet we all just have fun working with each other. Why can't we look beyond color or religion or size or shape? It's something, if you believe in God or a higher power and you don't get that, you know, you can say, oh, I'm a Christian, I'm a good Christian. You're not a good Christian if you don't see people beyond what they are, beyond the color of their skin.
You just violated your own rule because you're being judgmental against those people. It's hard.
I've heard all of
I'm not a good Christian, according to most Christians, that I'm not a good Christian because of my own beliefs. So I don't really care whether I fit in that group or not. I just am saying, Jennifer, and I may be violating it. It's hard to know where to come out on this other than I don't like prejudice. I don't feel comfortable.
Well, I think instead of name-calling other groups or saying, well, those Christians aren't good Christians because they're saying I'm not a good Christian, I think, and you struck on it early, and that is that we just need to all be a little empathetic and realize that everybody's doing the best they can get by.
Why
aren't
we?
And that everybody has their challenges and that no one's living a perfectly blessed life and that, you know, we have to figure things out. And I think once you ease up on people, then
who's going to do that first? Where are we going to start?
You should. I should. Every individual person. I don't care about if people think I'm a good Christian or not. I just try to be a good person. And I think that's really where we all need to start. And when I was little, I was always told, before you try to judge someone, think about, you know, taking a walk in their shoes. Think about, and that's what empathy is.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And no one does that anymore. No one does that. No one tries to take a step back and go, well, you know what, maybe their circumstances have led them to X, Y, and Z.
I do. I am impatient with intolerance. I'm intolerant of intolerance, and it does sound that way. When I think back about what I just said, I am sort of courting views that I am railing against. So I just, under the circumstances, it's so frustrating because I'm a good person. I know I'm a good person.
I am very happy with where I am in life.
But it is. It's to look at all of this stuff and not be crazed by all of the stuff that that's caused the anger that goes toward immigrants,
this woman in that we're talking about particularly was saying really negative things and was doing something that we probably wouldn't do ourselves.
No.
We don't know what her history is. Maybe she thinks she has a reason for feeling that way. And so that doesn't answer questions. It doesn't solve problems. But if we all start being a little more empathetic, well, then maybe things do get better.
Maybe surveillance, you know, we have these cameras that catch all this stuff. The amount of violence against gay people in this country is unconscionable. Just because somebody isn't like you, and I'm back to black or whatever your social orientation is, your sexual orientation, whatever. It's annoying, frankly. All right, but we give you cause to think about it, and that's that's our job, frankly, here, to get you to think. We think, you think, we all think. It's kind of like ice cream. You scream, we all scream for ice cream. You think, we all think not alike, but hopefully on the bright side, the positive side of what moves ahead the positive agenda. 43 past the hour on the DJV show.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I'm very pleased with the result.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's go here. 47 past the hour on the DJV show with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara. Delaware has become the first state to completely outlaw child marriage. Huh?
That's a head scratcher. It's like, really? Wait, that's allowed?
Yeah, right. That's why I said, huh?
Yep.
A governor signed a bill making it illegal for anybody under the age of 18 to get married.
That's probably a good thing.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Previous law, Victoria, indicated minors could get married at any age as long as the judge approved the marriage.
Now, before it was 16, is that right?
Well,
that's any age, apparently.
Any,
I think some states are 16 with parents' permission. But what's the number? There's like 200,000 people or like...
Yeah, 200,000 minors were married in America over the past 15 years.
Ugh.
90% of the minors in those marriages were girls. So the girls are younger than 18, but the boys are older. The U.S. is one of a number of countries in which the U.N. wants to see the end of child marriage. Now, there are a lot of arranged marriages.
But who the heck needs to be married under the age of 18 16. Anyway? I'll tell you what, when I was in high school, one of the girls in my school she fought the archdiocese because the Catholic school system said, no, we're going to kick you out if you get married. She wanted to get married. She had just turned 16, and she had wanted to get married to her boyfriend, who was like 27 or something.
Oh,
it was disgusting.
God. Oh,
Jesus. Disgusting. Christ. And she ended up leaving the school. She got married, and she left the school. But... I don't know. It must happen. I mean, that's Los Angeles. It's not a small town. That just still happens. I guess there's some strange ones out there.
Yeah. All right. Bears in the news. There's a bear that's been sighted. As a matter of fact, he was on the far reaches of my farm over the weekend. You wonder what to do because there are not normally a lot of bears around here. There are a lot of coyotes and woodchucks and that kind of stuff. Did you see the picture of the policeman who shot the outrage that came? From the policeman, there was a woodchuck crossing the road, and he stopped all the traffic, and he got out of his police car and shot the woodchuck. And
what? What is the point of that?
Were nuts. Look, did you see it?
No.
No.
What's the point of that?
I'm not interested in seeing that.
If you're going to stop the traffic, then just let the woodchuck cross the road.
Right.
He's a criminal.
He gets out of his car and he shoots it.
Oh.
Ay. So here's another... back to the bears.
What's the bear doing? Is he just wandering around?
In framing him, just wandering around. Yeah, not doing anything. There was a black bear that attacked a 5-year-old Colorado girl playing in her backyard over the weekend.
Oh,
that'll give the bears.
Bears in Colorado are everywhere. Yeah. I remember visiting friends in Aspen, and we were in the living room hanging out, and they had a big glass, like their house is sort of up in the mountains, and big glass glassed-in deck, and there's a bear just appeared and just put his paw, like, right up on the window and just looked at us.
Yeah,
it was terrifying.
I had a friend this weekend who posted in California, again, that she forgot to lock her slider, and their house, their kitchen, was ruined because this bear got inside.
Really?
You know her. She's our friend Nicole from Roost Chris.
I do know her. Okay. 10 before the hour here.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Money Pit time on the DJV show, combining two great minds, two great radio programs together as a public service. Yes, the DJV show presents Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Money Pit has a great e-newsletter. You can sign up for it at moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler is the co-host of the program along with Leslie Segretti. They have tips on top of tips and helpful suggestions on top of helpful suggestions, including not only the shows about that and the newsletter is about that. So if you have bugs in your house, termites, carpenter ants, those no good sons of guns, if you burn the house down, what do you do?
Yeah, bugs that bite your house. It's the season for swarming, Doug. I mean, you know, once it turns just a bit
warm. Tis the season to be swarming. La 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 la.
Well, one of the things we do in the next edition of the Money Pit is tell you how to figure out exactly what's going on. People see these swarms and they think they're always termites, but they could be ants.
Ooh.
So we'll tell you how to tell the difference.
No,
plus, we've got some tips on how to plan the perfect outdoor space. Now's the time when you might want to spend the weekend getting that patio or deck good to go. We'll give you some tips on that. That's coming up in this weekend's edition of the newsletter. Sign up at moneypit.com.
There we go. Like, spoken like a true promotional expert. So every newspaper that I pick, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, I still do pick up a newspaper.
As a newspaper, right.
All right. So I have
newspapers, the ads. I look at the ads. I do look at the ads, actually, to see what's going on, because I'm always looking. I have guys working on my farm, but I like to see what's around that can help things be a little better, faster. Okay. I have never seen so many ads, Tom, for new windows and doors as I have this year. Save money, get one free, buy two and get a new house, or whatever
it is.
I remember,
Doug, I remember years ago when we were first getting started, and you know, you're trying to take care of the radio stations that are carrying your program, and the one very eager ad rep called me and said, I got this new sponsor, it's a window company, and they've got this one commercial, can you please read it for us? And I'm thinking, okay, as long as it you know, makes some sense, we'll help you out. So I look at it, and it was like, put our windows in, and you'll save 50% on your heating bill. Mm-hmm. I said, look, if you had no windows, maybe you'll save 50%. Mm-hmm. But there's no way that's true. So I think you're right. There's a lot of outrageous claims out there. So it comes down to the basics. First of all, when you are shopping for windows, you have to look at each window individually and its energy-efficient qualities. There is a organization called the Fenestration Council that basically rates, the National Window Fenestration Council rates the type of glass, the insulating ability of the glass, how much heat it reflects, and that NFRC rating is one that every window should have. And you can easily take that rating and compare window to window to window, which is a lot better than trying to compare the claims, which are all crazy. So look at the
no money down, no payments, no interest. We'll pay you to put the windows in.
Only call before midnight tonight, and we've got this fine kitchen gadget to give you at the same time. Yeah, so look for the NFRC rating. And then second to that, you've got to research these guys. You know, I like Home Advisor. I've been using them for years to find good quality contractors. But whatever service you use, look at their reviews, look at their referrals, and make your decision based on that. You can't just go on the claims because they're just too confusing and they're hardly ever true.
Right. There you go. All right, here's a lady that lives in North Andover, Massachusetts, not far from me. Her name is Debbie. She wants to know from Tom what the best way is to get dark stains off of her decking.
Well, you get stains from a variety of reasons. You get mold, moss, you get mildew, you get algae, you get lichen, tree droppings. All that sort of thing will cause stains on a composite or, frankly, even a wooden deck surfaces. There's a number of ways to do that. One product that I've used with success, not only on a deck but also on fences, is a product called Spray and Forget. Because basically, it's a mildicide, aldicide type product that when you apply it, you don't have to rinse or scrub. You just spray it on there. I mix it up in one of those garden type pump sprayers. I get the concentrate. And you spray it on there, you let it sit, and it activates with sunlight, and then very slowly but surely starts killing all of that biological growth that's starting to form all of those stains, and stays behind. So once you do it once, you're not going to have to do it every week.
Mm-hmm. And I'm back to the newspaper for a second here. I'm looking at all of these ads for outdoor services, the screaming ads for asphalt, paving. That's a big man. You talk about rhubarb, roof.
You got to really watch those
drivers. Right? Bad. Yeah,
well, that's really because everybody wants to see a black surface that looks like it's clean and brand new. But that surface that they put down with that asphalt, it could be very thin or it could be very thick and well done. Yeah. And, you know, they're not all created equal. Unfortunately, you don't know until, like, the next year, right, whether it failed or not.
And there's a lot of tips in Money Pit. If you go to the Money Pit or just moneypit.com, you find a lot of the tips in there in the newsletter for things like that. Keep your focus on your home and not on your pocketbook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.